Now Rav Nosson Sal adds a few small points. V'zeh b'chinas matonos levyoinim shnoisin b'purim. With this, you could understand the reason why there's a special mitzvah of giving charity to the poor on Purim. Ki tzedakah hu b'chinas tikun ha-mishpat. Because tzedakah is a form of fixing up justice. B'chinas mishpat u'tzedakah b'yakov ato asisa. We see the pasuk puts mishpat and tzedakah together. Tzedakah is tikun ha-mishpat. Ukemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Neir Yor b'makom acher, and as is brought in Likutei Moran in another place, b'maimar emor al kahanim, shetzdokah hu bechinas mishpat. Rabbeinu Zal shows there that tzedakah is a form of justice, because again we said that the purest level of justice is compromise. Bechinas ki elikim shoyfet ze yashpil v'ze yorim ayin sham. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk, Hashem is judge. He raises one and lowers the other one. Isn't that what a Jew does when he's giving tzedakah? He raises the poor man, he increases the poor man's money, and he lowers the wealthy man's money. That's bringing about a compromise. That's mishpat. That's this taking two opposites and making peace between them. The wealthy and the poor man, he's subtracting from the wealthy man to give to the poor man. That's a form of tikkun ha-mishpat. That's why we do this mitzvah of Matanos Levyoinim on Purim. It's part of this tikkun ha-mishpat. Ki valkein rotza Haman lekalkel hatzdaka shel Yisrael. And this is why Haman wanted to spoil the tzedakah of the Jews. V'rotza lishkoi la'aseres alafim kikar kesev keneged hashkolim shel Yisrael. He was prepared to give 10,000 pieces of silver in order to try to squash the mitzvah of the shkolim of the Jews. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ki kol machshavtoi horo hoiso lahagber chas v'sholom pigama mishpat kanal. Because his whole effort was directed at enlarging the pigama mishpat. V'yalkein kishezochu lenatzchoi ulahapiloi tiknu matonis lavyoinim. And therefore, when the Jews were successful in overcoming Amalek, Haman, and wiping him out, they established this mitzvah of Matanos Levyoinim, Hainu Tzedakah, Shubachinas Tikkun HaMishpat Kanal. V'yalkein Tzedakah Hu Tikkun HaBris Kemuva. And Rav Nosson Zal says now, this is why also it's brought that the mitzvah of Tzedakah helps a person very much in Tikkun HaBris. Ki Tikkun HaMishpat Hu Tikkun HaBris Kanal. Because we learned earlier that Tikkun HaMishpat is synonymous with Tikkun HaBris. Va'oz Nishpa HaShefa El Malchus Tikdusha. And then, when there's tikkun ha-bris, then the shefa can flow to the malchus, shezeh bechinas shmini atzeres. Kimavur b'maimranal. Rabbeinu Zal says this over there in Likutei Moran, referring to the flow that goes from bina, which is called the eighth level, shmini, to the malchus, which is called atzeres. La'atzor means to gather. The malchus is called that the vessel which gathers all the lights above it. This is the concept of tzedakah that we give to a poor person. Shehu bechinas nukva, bechinas malchus tikdusha. The poor person represents this atzeres, the malchus, the leslo migarma klum, because malchus is called something that has no light of its own. It's poor, dala va'aniyo it's called. Shezehu ikar tikkun ha-bris. The main concept of tikkun ha-bris is when the yisoid is mashpia into the malchus. The yisoid is the concept of tikkun ha-bris going into the nook for the malchus. Tzedakah is a form of this, where a person takes a person that's worthy of receiving charity and gives charity to that person. To understand this better, you have to know other chapters in Likutei Moran, these connections between tzedakah and tikkun ha-bris and tzedakah and mishpat. But he says here, kimuva b'mokom acher. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh b'chinas oimer soirim. This is the concept of the oimer soirim, which is what Mordechai HaTzadik was learning with his students when Haman came to them. When Haman came to take Mordechai on the horse and everything, and he said to them, what are you learning about? And they said, they're learning about this mitzvah of Omer Sirim. La Yehudim hoysa oiro v'simcha v'sosoin vikor elu tefillin. The Gemara says, vikor refers to the mitzvah of tefillin, which is what Rav Nosson Zal was discussing over here, the whole concept of Tikkun HaMoichin, by eliminating the Hechtim Besoroim, by being Zoicher at Tikkun HaMishpat, in the beginning of this halacha. V'zeh Bechinas Mikra Megillah, Kimu V'Kiblu, that the Jews accepted the Torah anew on Purim. Chodar Kiblu Abimei HaShveirosh, that it says that despite the fact that the Jews had received the Torah on Shavuos, they accepted it anew on the holiday of Purim. Lo nitna Torah ella lo'ich lehamon. There's a pasuk that says that it's only those that eat mon that it was zeicher to the Torah. Shalach monois, we spoke about before. K'soiv zois zikoroin basefer. Shom som lo'ichoiku mishpot v'shom nisohu. Hainu alamayim shi b'chinas mishpot. Tzioin b'mishpot ipode. V'shofat b'tzedek dalim v'mea Purim lo yavru. It seems that Rav Nosson Zal wrote these psukim. These are things that are related to things he mentioned in this chapter in the Likutei Moran, but he didn't write down what he, like, in other words, he doesn't elaborate on what he wanted to say about them. These are all psukim that speak about mishpat, related things to this chapter in Likutei Halachos. V'alkein koru layomim hoele purim al shem hapur. And it's brought that the holiday of Purim is called Purim because of this special lottery that Haman drew.